Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
First pitch to Donaldson. He is a high fly, deep left field. Back goes De La Cruz. Bye-bye baseball. Josh Donaldson, the bringer of rain, brings it here at American Family Field, and the Brewers have a 2-1 lead.
Wayne Grindle on the call here on WTMJ as our man Jeff Levering was next door on TV. I was listening to your call on that, watching the game. Hey, Levo, is like every personnel lever that's being pulled by the Brewers right now working out? Like, they pulled this guy off the trash heap in New York.
Yeah, man, it certainly seems like it. And you know, he's had this in him, and I think that's why the Brewers took the risk on him. It's not going to cost him much, just the major league minimum over the course of the time that he's here for the month for Josh Donaldson. So, you know, why not try and use it? Try and get a little bit of power back. The Brewers have not hit for a ton of power this season, which is odd to say for a Brewers organization that's thrived on power the last few years. But if you can get some pop, especially against some left-handed pitching, why not go for it?
Speaking of pitching, holy cow, with Freddie doing what he's doing now, there ain't a team that wants to match up with the Crew in the postseason.
Burns, Woody, and Freddie, that's no good for opponents.
That's a really tough weekend, I tell you that much. I saw the stat last night. The Brewers gave up just two more hits yesterday, so they have allowed a grand total, I want to say it's 18 hits in the last five games combined, and that's through the Yankees in the first two games of the Marlins series. That's a tough turn through the rotation. Burns, Woody, Peralta, I'm hard-pressed to find a better trio in all of Major League Baseball, not just the National League that's going right now, than those three.
Talking with Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. So is this about right level for when you want to peak? Like, you never want to peak too early. You never want to hit your hot streak at the wrong time and then sort of peter out towards the end. Is this about right where we start, you know, throttling up?
Yeah, I like putting the pedal to the metal right now. It's a great thing. I will say that, I mean, just be consistent. And I think that's what the Brewers are doing. You think about the 2021 season, and the Brewers threw that no-hitter against Cleveland, and then just after that happened, they swept that series. It felt like they took the pedal off the metal. They didn't have a team as close to them in the division as they do right now. The Cardinals were in the middle of winning like 17 in a row at one point. It was crazy. They were getting close, but they were back by so far that you really didn't think it was going to be sustainable. And then it took a little while for the Brewers to clinch the division in the last home game of the season in 2021. I think this team is different in a way that, yes, the pitching is doing what they're doing. It's remarkable what they're pulling off, but the offense is put together differently, where they're not as reliant on the home run anymore, barely using the home run to score their runs. So I think that this is about the right time where you're kicking it into gear, and I think you're seeing the right moves being made by this organization and by Craig Counsell in doing so.
And I think we anticipated this. David Stearns moving on to New York. He's going to lead the Mets organization. I feel like it was, I don't want to say it was it was something that we knew was going to happen, but I don't think anyone is terribly surprised at that news, Ryan.
No, I don't think so. Listen, he's been away from the organization while still being under contract for the last season, even though he hasn't been in the building. This organization owes a lot of credit to David Stearns and what he was able to build when he was hired after the 2015 season. His fingerprints are a lot on this organization still, but Matt Arnold and his group have taken the bull by the horns and have turned it into what it is this season, and a team that's got 81 wins and hopefully on their way to a National League Central Division championship. So, listen, for David Stearns, happy for him. If you know, all the reports, which are pretty darn good, with the exception from the Mets themselves, but happy for David Stearns. And I tell you, the end of March next year when the Brewers open up against the Mets should be dramatic.
Yeah, like, that'll feel all right.
Wouldn't it be great if he like suited up for some reason?
He's young enough.
Yeah, both general managers are both at the end of the dugout or something in uniform. That'd be fun.
Just a little BP. Just go out there and hit a few, you know?
It's a great idea. Let's run it by. Let's run it by the powers that be.
Good talking to you, Levo. Take care, man.
All right. Talk to you next week, guys.